How many times have you gone on a guilt trip because you think your work wasn't good enough? Many times? Well, you are not alone. I have seen colleagues, friends, and family who feel this every day. So keep listening. Hello everyone, I am Amar and you're listening to the 19th episode of Stoic Human Podcast. Done is better than perfect. During college, I used to start the development of a web application and would never end up completing it because I was chasing perfection. But now I have realized that perfectionism is nothing but just trying to avoid coming out and showcasing your work to the public. But why? Well, insecurities. And not only it makes you feel bad about your work, but also because of the fear of judgment, you tend to take away more time to complete your blog, book, painting, web app or whatever, because you think that one tiny imperfection would be world shattering. But in reality, even if you put in all your time, you will see people who can criticize your work. So one principle that I follow is build, ship, rectify and repeat. Let me explain. Now years later, I realized that it is better to get things done rather than waiting to make them perfect. By getting things done, I don't mean that you should put out the junk. It's just that you should put deadlines for all the work that needs to be done. And when you showcase your work, be open for criticism. As soon as you get to know what are the issues, then prioritize them and iterate over and over again. In Mark Zuckerberg's letter to potential investors, he wrote, quote, "Hackers try to build the best services over the long term by quickly releasing and learning from the smaller iterations rather than trying to get everything right all at once. To support this, we have built a testing framework that at any given time can try out thousands of versions of Facebook." Quote. In other words, build, ship, rectify and repeat. It is very hard to even think about how potential audience or spectators are gonna perceive your work. Those imaginations are not only time consuming but can also be highly toxic, as you are being consumed by all the negative criticism that you think people might have for your work, but in reality they might not even notice what is bugging you in your work. As Seneca said, we suffer more often in our imagination than in reality. Let me give you an example of a very popular device called Apple Watch. It's 2020, by now you must have seen an Apple Watch on so many wrists. But when the first generation Apple Watch was released by a multi-billion dollar company called Apple, which takes pride in hardware and software optimizations that they provide in their iPhone, Macs and all the other products, it was abysmal. It was slow, it was a tiny computer on the wrist, but you couldn't install any apps on it. It was being treated as a tiny monitor for the apps that were installed in your iPhone. It was not better than any other smartwatch available in the market. But in Series 2, they improved the performance and let the apps to be installed on Apple Watch. In Series 3, they improved the performance even further, but now it was getting clearer that Apple is targeting Apple Watch not just as a great smartwatch for your iPhones, but also focusing on making it your go-to health tracker. In Series 4, they introduced ECG monitoring. In Series 5, they came up with always-on display and fall detection. And this year in Series 6, they have introduced blood oxygen monitor and sleep tracking. Now, if you look at that progress, then you will realize that year over year improvement, even if not significant, but has made Apple Watch the only option that people should consider while buying a smartwatch when they own an iPhone, even though there are hundreds of other options available. That's what you have to do with your work and life. Place deadlines on everything and try to complete those things, those tiny wins, and instead of waiting to make them perfect, iterate over and over again. If you have difficulty in starting, then read How to Take First Step, and you can find the link to that blog post in the description. Well, that's it for this week. I would love it if you could follow this podcast because there's amazing content coming your way every Friday. And check out our written content on stoichuman.com. Follow us on Instagram to get your daily dose of stoic wisdom. The username is stoichuman.com. It is DOTCOM, stoichuman.com. Subscribe to us, our YouTube channel, which is Stoic Human Podcast. Bye and stay safe.